How's it going, my brothers and sisters? This is Steve Kitts. Thank you for joining us on During Bible Study Podcast. We'll open up in a prayer. Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you, Lord, for your wonderful grace and love. And we thank you, Lord, that you're with us and that these words, Lord, that you give us is something we can put in our hearts and use for your glory. Lift you up and give you the honor. In your blessed name we beg. Amen. I'd like to continue in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 all the way to the end, where it talks about the body of Christ. Verse 12, our own body has many parts. When all these many parts are put together, they are only one body. The body of Christ is like this. So the apostles here make out the truth of what makes the above message important. He puts the gifted men among the Corinthians in mind of their duty and compare them to the church of Christ as a human body by telling us that one body may be full of many members, and many members of the same body will make up one body. This part of teaching that we had earlier on, the fact that all Christians make up the body of Christ, and Christ himself is the head. Jesus is also the tree of life that we are grafted into as believers. We are nothing in and of ourselves, but we are the power of God working on this earth. When we do all things in the name of Jesus Christ, it is his power that we have been given authority to use if we are his believers. We will also find that Jesus is the vine and we are the branches. We get our strength and power to exist from this vine. Jesus is the cornerstone and we are the lively stones as well. I could go on and on about the different connections here. The truth is, if we stand alone, we could do nothing of ourselves. Jesus is our strength. We are also told that when we become Christians, we no longer live, but it's Christ that lives inside of us. We are part of him. Verse 13. It is the same way with us, Jews or those who are not Jews, men who are owned by someone or men who are free to do whatever they want to do, have all been baptized into one body by the same Holy Spirit. We all have received one Spirit. There's only one way, and that is Christ. We were flesh, filled with death, until we accepted life from Jesus Christ. All Christians have been grafted into the tree of life through the Lord Jesus. We are adopted children of the Father. Our adoption has been paid with the blood of Jesus. Verse 14, and the body is not one part, but many parts. This is a combination of Jews and Gentiles. The bonded and freed are upon the level of this. All are baptized in the same body and made partakers of the same Holy Spirit. Christians become members of this body by baptism. They are baptized into one body. The outward rite is a divine institution signifying the new birth, and it is called the washing away of the regeneration from Titus 3 and 5. It is by this Spirit, by the renewing of the Holy Ghost, that we are made members of the Christ body. It is a spiritual operation signifying the outward administration that makes us a member, and the partaking of one Spirit that influences us from time to time and makes us true members of the body of Christ, maintaining our union with him. Being moved by one Spirit makes Christians one body. Note here, all who have the Spirit of Christ without differences are members of the church, whether Jews or Gentiles, bond or free. And all members of Christ make up one body. The members are many, but the body is one. There's only one body because they have one principle of life. All are quickened and animated by the same Spirit. Verse 15, if the foot should say, I am not part of the body because I am not the hand, that would not stop it from being part of the body. Each member has its particular form, place, and use. Everybody has a job to do. They're a part of this body of Christ. You can do things that I can't do, and I can do things that you can't do. And together, we do things for Jesus and lift him up and bring him glory. Verse 16, if the ear should say, I'm not part of the body because I'm not the eye, that would not stop it from being part of the body. We see here again, many times, someone might feel that their contribution to the body is not the same as someone else's. and they will feel like they are not part of the body. The Apostle Paul is showing here how ridiculous this is and how it sounds. If the body is just made up of all hands and no feet, what kind of mess of a body that would be? We are all unique. Each one of us fits into the body to make it whole. If you have ever worked a jigsaw puzzle, you will see thousands of tiny pieces, and no two of them are exactly alike, but each one of them has a place. If even one piece is missing, that puzzle cannot be finished. You may not be a corner piece, but the puzzle of life is not complete without you, until your contribution is made. Verse 17, if the whole body were an eye, how would it hear? If the whole body were an ear, how would it smell? So every member of the body cannot be at the same place or office at the same time. It shall here be known that you are needed to do the job that you've been called to do. Each member has a particular task or abilities that has been given by Jesus Christ to make a whole church. Verse 18, but God has put all the parts into one body just as he has wanted them to have. Paul dealt with the foolish and carnal Corinthians who were discontent with what they had been given. You see, from the verse above, each of us are exactly where the Lord would have us to be if we were submitting to his will. Some may feel because they are not the pastor of the church, they're not possibly doing anything that would help the body. But God knows your abilities and your desires, and he will put you where you can do the most good. As we said in other verses, you are unique. Your skills and your abilities are God-given. No one can do the job that God has called you to do as well as you can do it. Verse 19, if all the parts were the same, it could not be a body. You see this all over. It's very plain. The very best that you can do be in the capacity that the Lord has called you to do. Verse 20, but now there are many parts but one body. One member of the body is not a body, but is made up of many. Among those many, there must be a distinction or difference in each situation, shape, size, and everything else. So it is the body of Christ. Its members must be different, and therefore have different powers and abilities, and be in different places, and have different gifts, but the same spirit. Variety in the members of the body contribute to the beauty of this. What a monster a body would be if it was only all eyes, or all ears, or all arms, or all hands. You get the idea. So it is for the beauty and the good appearance of the church that we should be diverse in our gifts and offices that God has given us. The disposal of members of a natural body and their situation are as God pleases. Verse 21, and I cannot say to the hand, I do not need you, or the head cannot say to the feet, I do not need you. We may plainly perceive the divine wisdom in this distribution of the members, but it is made according to the counsel of God's will. He distinguishes and distributes them as he pleases. So it is also the member of Jesus Christ's body that they are chosen out of such situations, enduring such gifts as God pleases. He who is sovereign Lord over all disposes his favors and gifts as he will. And who should be gainsay in this pleasure? What foundations are there for repining of ourselves and envying of others? We should be doing the duty of our own place, worrying about ourselves and doing our job, not murmuring about others or quarreling with them about the things that they're supposed to be doing. They have to answer for themselves, and we have to answer for ourselves. So do the job and the task that God has given you. 22. Some of the parts we think are weak and not important are very important. All the members of the body are, in some respect, useful and necessary to each other. God so fitting and tempered them together that they are all necessary to one another to make a whole body. Every member serves some good purpose or another, and is useful to the fellow members and necessity for a good state for the whole body. Those who excel in any gifts cannot say that they have no need of those that have different gifts, or their gift is better than anybody else's. Even the lowest member have their uses. and the highest cannot do their job without them. We all have to work together. 23. We take good care of and cover with our clothes the parts of the body that look less important. The parts in which we cannot look upon beauty have an important work to do as well. This is just showing that even the jobs that are not out front or right in your face are just as important as those that are out of view. The rich and the poor, young and old, white, black, yellow, all make up the family of God. Everyone is important. Verse 24. The parts that can be seen do not need as much care. God has made the body, so more care is given to the parts that need it most. I'll let you know something I found out about the body. The heart is the most important organ. The rest of the body does all it can do to make sure that the heart beats and is protected. So much that the other organs will shut down or stop flowing blood to itself so that the heart has all that it needs to survive. Look it up, it's a fact. As long as the heart beats, you have life. As long as we have Jesus in our hearts, we have life. Verse 25. This is so the body will not be divided into parts. All the parts care for each other. That really means we're in this together. We are all trying to spread the good news about Jesus, and we all have a job to do. Verse 26. If one part of the body suffers, all the other parts suffer with it. If one part is given special care, the other parts are happy. The body of Christ should be happy when one gets blessed and the others don't. Because when one gets blessed, we all get blessed. It only lifts up and strengthens the body of Christ when someone gets a blessing. You should be happy and excited for them and with them. We're in this together. Verse 27. You are all a part of the body of Christ. Here Apostle Paul sums up this argument and applies the stimulant of the Church of Christ concerning this statement. The church as a whole is a collective body of Christians of all ages, different sizes, and everything else, but makes one body. Every Christian is a member of this body. Every Christian stands, joins together, and saying, "Thus saith the Lord," is one body. Each member of the body is not the whole body. It takes us all and all doing our same job that God has given us, and together we can give God the glory and lift Him up. Verse 28. God has chosen different ones in the church to do His work. First, there are missionaries. Second, there are preachers, or those who speak for God. And the third, there are teachers. He has also chosen who do powerful works and those who have the gifts of healing. And He has chosen those who help others who are in need, and those who are able to lead others in work, and those who speak in special sounds. So there's a very different offices in the that was instituted by Christ and given favor to. The missionaries, the people that go out into the worst conditions ever, under the strainiest conditions possible, usually in a foreign country with foreign oppressions and different things, people coming against them, different gods in that area. So they have a very unique mission, and that's why they're called missionaries. They're stepping into something that is outside the normal. Second is the preachers, or those that speak for God. And we all know different preachers, and they all have different styles and different abilities. Some study and write their stuff out. Some just get led by God. It's all the way God wants it to be. Each person that does the task, we know that they're filled by the Spirit and taught different ways. Each person can deliver things differently. Now, third is the teachers, those that labor with the word and doctrine and make it understandable for others. A good teacher will break it down to the level where the people receiving it can understand it, and it will stay with them. You think about a teacher, they give you tests or material to study, and they want you to retain that so you can use it later in life. And that's what most teachers do. And that's what I try to do as a teacher. I try to give you more of the information than you ever know, and then it'll come to your remembrance at one time or another. And then we have those that have powerful works and the gift of healing. And those are important, and they're still out there today. And I'm telling you that these gifts are given to people if you want them. And that's from Jesus Christ himself. Those that help others that are in need, and those able to lead, and those that speak in special tongues, these are all gifts and part of the body of Christ, but they're different, but making a whole together. Verse 29, are they all missionaries? No. Are they all preachers? Are those who speak the word for God? No. Do they all do powerful works? No. We must not be conceited of ourselves and despise others. If we are in the highest rank or given some greater gifts, every member of the body is to preserve its own rank and do its own office. And all are to minister to one another and promote the good of the body in general, without envy or despise or neglect or ill use of any particular member. How blessed a constitution were the Christian churches if all the members did their duty. Verse 30. Do they all have the gifts of healing? No. Do they all speak the same sounds, special sounds? No. Are they all able to tell what the special sounds mean? No. Gifts will vary and for their use, but they are uses no matter what. God will use these different gifts, and he'll spread them out as he bids the Holy Spirit to give. Those would appear to be given gifts need to stand up and do what God has called them to do. Verse 31, but from your heart you should want the best gifts. Now I will show you even better way. Paul wrote about the various gifts that can be received through the Holy Ghost. Each member of the church is to contribute to the body of Christ. The apostles, the prophets, the teachers, the miracles, and spiritual gifts are all part of God's church. We need each one of us to make it a priority to gain these gifts to be able to lift up the whole body of Christ. So do your job, and I will do mine, and then we will work towards God's will as a group and all together. We thank and we praise God for his wonderful ability to spread things out, to touch people, and to give things to us that will benefit the group, that will benefit God's people. He will reach out and bless somebody that will in turn bless somebody else. So be mindful that you're not in this on your own, that we're in this together. Lift God up every chance you get. Lift each other up every chance you get, because I need you, you need me. And together we'll lift God up and give him the praise and honor and glory. We'll close in a prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your wonderful grace. And we thank you, Lord, for your love. And we thank you and bless you for giving the gifts. Each gift is important. And we know, Lord, that the Holy Spirit is the one that brings these gifts to us, that blesses us with those. So bless my brothers and sisters. Lift them up. And we praise you. In your blessed name we beg. Amen. I want to take a minute to talk to you about Buzzsprout. Today is a great day to start your own podcast. Whether you're looking for a new market or a channel, may I suggest that you share your thoughts and your ideas with the world. And it's just so fun to have a talk show. Podcasting is very easy, inexpensive, and a fun way to expand your reach online. Buzzsprout is hands down the easiest and best way to launch, promote, and track your podcast. Your show can be online and listed in major podcast directories like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and many more within minutes of finishing each recording. Podcasting isn't hard when you have the right partners. And a team that they have at Buzzsprout is passionate in helping you succeed. They want you to succeed. Join with over 100,000 podcasters already using Buzzsprout to get their message out to the world. Let's go ahead and create something together. God bless you. Let me tell you about a new product that you probably need to go check out. It's called Talking Jesus Doll at JesusDoll.com. If you use my promo code SteveKitts at checkout, they'll give you an extra 10% off. With all the woke culture going out affecting kids with cartoons and toys, they're trying to separate your kids and your grandkids from the family and from God. I recommend that you introduce Jesus to your kids as early as possible. That's why we're partnering with the Talking Jesus Doll. It's a plush doll that talks. When you squeeze the hand, it speaks 10 phrases that Jesus said in the Bible, from the Lord's Prayer to John 3:16 and everything in between. With everything that's going on, it's important to introduce our children to the love and the lessons that Jesus had for many years. I love this product, and so does everyone else. The reviews are amazing, and kids are learning the Bible verses and using the doll to minister to others. If you have kids, grandkids, nieces, and nephews, this is a perfect gift for them. It could be for Easter, birthdays, and even Christmas. Teach your kids about the Lord. Go to JesusDoll.com and use the promo code SteveKitts for 10% off, and God bless you.